School officials and representatives raised concerns to state lawmakers Tuesday about how some tax reform measures could hurt public school districts. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports schools receive a large portion of their funding through local property taxes, and some advocates say reducing those taxes without replacing that funding could leave some schools in a financial crisis.
The Senate Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee heard bills that would reduce the tax burdens on small businesses and change the formula that determines the maximum increase in property taxes. The state estimates public schools could lose nearly $356 million within the first 3 years of both of those bills taking effect. Jarrell Blakely represents the Indiana State Teachers Association. He says ISTA supports tax reform, but the union wants lawmakers to identify replacement funding for schools.
A lot of these bills are a death by a thousand cuts. When you compound them with other bills and you start seeing dramatically negative revenue impacts.
Blakely says without consistent funding, many schools would have to cut back teacher pay, among other things. Representatives from school districts across the state expressed similar concerns. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I am Kirsten Adair.